It's an obvious truism that we sometimes disregard to our detriment. The fuel we put into our body, the foods we eat, have a profound impact on our health, on how we feel, on our ability to fend off disease. And while physicians are aware of the connection between diet and health, it gets surprisingly short shrift in medical school. But a growing movement among doctors is trying to place greater priority on the role of nutrition in our well-being. One attender at a recent medical conference in Boston summarized the dilemma so many of us face.
I grew up on certain comfort foods that now I know maybe aren't so healthy for me, but I still like them. So what do? You know?
The foods we choose play a huge role in our risk of obesity, many forms of heart disease, diabetes, our susceptibility to cancer and other chronic conditions. And it's not just intake of too many foods that can cause us harm. It's also not getting enough of the foods that nature has endowed with protective anti-disease effects. Physician Sarah Rice, a family medicine doctor from Bainbridge Island, Washington, counsels patients about healthy eating.
I give them a handout because I found when I would just say it out loud, it would go right through them. So I send them home with something, and I try to go over it every time I see them. And I try to just reiterate my point.
What specifically are you urging them to consider?
The biggest thing I tell people when I have to tell them to make one lifestyle change is to increase their fruit and vegetable intake. If they cannot do anything else, to just do that.
And why is that so important?
It's simple, straightforward, available, and pretty easy.
Not to mention delicious.
Not to mention delicious.
And of course, we choose what to eat in the context of the culture we live in. Dr. Mark Intaglia in Manchester, New Hampshire, specializes in treating children for digestive health.
It's a societal issue. I'm seeing an individual within a much bigger picture who is pressured each and every day to make choices which are not in their best interest.
And is that a product of the marketing of unhealthy foods?
It's a product of the marketing. It's a product of the way foods are manufactured. What's the cheapest? What's the most available? What's the most cost-effective? That's what ends up on our shelves. Food today isn't what food was. If you look at a banana today is nothing like it was years and years ago. It's a fabrication.
When it comes to dietary choices, most of us put our money where our mouth is here at the grocery store checkout counter. But choosing real foods that are naturally good for us can be hard. A whole industry of diet books and videos makes a fortune catering to people who are struggling to alter the way they eat. Physician Victoria Mazes directs the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona Medical School.
If you're highly motivated, it's easier to change your diet. We know it's hard to change the diet. We eat what we eat for all sorts of reasons. Nostalgia, familiarity, stress management. We just, have patterns of eating that we have and have developed over time. And when you ask somebody to make significant changes, that's really, really hard. I think it's Margaret Mead who said it's easier to get a man to change his religion than his diet. So I don't want to underestimate how hard that is.
And sometimes a dietary choice is a religious choice.
Yeah, I certainly think that's true in 2018. But I usually have a conversation with the people I see in which I say, this is an experiment. I would like you to do an experiment for 3 weeks. And then often people are much more willing to entertain the idea of limiting their diet in some way. If they feel profoundly better after 3 weeks, they're often much more ready and willing to make it a longer-term change.